Imagine finding out you've had a high-yield savings account locked inside your drywall for like 30 years.
Yes, Samantha, just sitting there.
Exactly. But the only way to get the cash out was to sell the house and move. So for decades, that was basically the reality of home equity. Today, we're just going to give about 5 minutes on source materials from Finance of America and Mutual of Omaha to uncover how reverse mortgages are helping certain seniors unlock that equity strategically.
Without packing a single box, yeah.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this because the mechanics of these loans have changed so much.
They really have. And because our listeners probably already know the basic premise, borrowing against your home's equity without taking on a monthly mortgage payment, well, we'll just skip straight to the nuances.
Yeah, let's skip the basics.
Right? So what's fascinating here, Samantha, is the evolution of who actually qualifies. The standard government-insured program requires you to be 62, right?
Right. 62 is the classic number. Yeah. But we're seeing private proprietary products in these sources that aren't bound by FHA limits. So these private loans are opening up equity access to homeowners as young as 55. Wow, 55. And getting access to that drywall savings account earlier completely changes how retirees deploy the capital.
Absolutely.
Because looking at the sources, they aren't just taking vacations, right? They are instantly fixing their monthly cash flow by eliminating their existing traditional mortgage payment entirely.
Or they're using it to fund in-home caretakers.
Yes. There was this really striking customer review from Finance of America. A senior used the fund specifically to afford staying in the home they'd lived in for over 50 years.
Instead of being forced into assisted living, I mean, that is the immediate practical utility right there.
It really is. It's like a financial Swiss Army knife, Billy. You can take a lump sum to pay off high-interest credit cards or opt for monthly payouts.
Yeah, but the most strategic option mentioned in the materials is the standby line of credit.
Okay, here's where I have to push back a little. The sources mention that this line of credit actually grows over time.
It does, yeah.
But wait, how does the credit limit just magically grow? I mean, that sounds like a total marketing gimmick.
I know it sounds like one, but it's purely mathematical. It's literally built into the FHA guidelines.
Okay, how so?
Well, the unused portion of your credit line grows at the exact same interest rate being charged on the borrowed funds.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So if your loan's interest rate is 6%, your available borrowing capacity increases by 6% annually. It just compounds over time.
So it doesn't depend on your home's value going up?
Not at all, Samantha. It is a guaranteed growth of your available credit limit.
Okay, but if you're pulling all this cash out, or like letting a massive credit line compound and eventually using it, aren't you just setting a trap?
What do you mean?
Well, what happens if the loan balance eventually exceeds the value of the house? Do your kids just inherit a massive debt?
No. That exact fear is why we have to talk about the non-recourse safeguard.
Non-recourse?
Right. A non-recourse loan means the lender has zero legal right to come after you or your heirs for more than the home is worth when it's sold to repay the loan.
So who takes the loss if the house is totally underwater?
The bank?
The Federal Housing Administration takes it. When you get a government-backed reverse mortgage, you pay a mortgage insurance premium.
Okay. And that goes where?
That money goes into a massive federal pool. So if your loan balance hits $500,000, but the house only sells for $400,000, that FHA insurance pool pays the lender the $100,000 difference.
And your heirs just walk away.
They just walk away. A Mutual of Omaha customer review actually mentioned being absolutely terrified that their financial information would be used to drain their estate.
Oh, sure, I'd be scared too.
Right, but it wasn't until the mandatory HUD approved counseling, which, by the way, you absolutely must complete before signing, that they understood how this insurance mechanism protects their heirs.
Got it. So you have this non-recourse protection, but I mean, they obviously don't just hand you a growing line of credit with zero obligations, right?
No, definitely not. And this raises an important question about the borrower's responsibility.
Right? There's always a catch.
The loan only stays in good standing if you uphold strict rules. You must maintain the home as your primary residence.
So you can't just rent it out and move to Florida?
Exactly. You also have to stay current on property taxes, HOA fees, homeowners insurance, and keep the property physically maintained.
And if you fail to do that?
The loan becomes due immediately.
Wow.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means this isn't some magic loophole. It's a highly regulated, mathematically complex tool.
Yeah, designed to give retirees options and prevent panic decisions when a medical crisis hits, but, you know, only if they follow the rules.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, financial anxiety usually stems from a lack of liquidity. Understanding the actual mechanics of this tool allows you to make long-term retirement decisions based on math rather than fear.
Spot on, Samantha. And I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder on your own, tying this all together.
Go for it, Billy.
We established that the unused line of credit grows exponentially over time, completely regardless of the housing market. So how might opening one of these early in retirement, say, right at 62, and just letting that credit capacity compound for 20 years, completely alter a family's long-term generational wealth strategy compared to waiting until an emergency forces their hand at 82?
That is all for today's deep dive into the mechanics of reverse mortgages, Billy.
Indeed, Samantha. Remember, true financial peace of mind comes from understanding the math rather than letting fear drive your retirement decisions.
Until next time, make sure to visit our website at AskSamanthaPeel.com to learn more, as we are continually adding new learning resources for visitors. You can also find us on Facebook at Mortgage Capital Services. Drop us a message to let us know what you would like to cover next. Or give our office a call at 706-250-0339. We would love to speak with you and help you explore your options so you can keep planning your future with confidence.
Take care, everyone.